from Crazy Invention Radio FM. Today's invention is by Professor Dr. Timmy Turner. So, Mr. Turner, which invention are you going to present?
Hello, today we will talk about my poop terminator.
What's a poop terminator?
It's a machine that destroys animals' poop.
Can we use it at home?
Yes, you can even use it for your pets and your baby's poop. But you can use the poop terminator if the poop isn't bigger than a tennis ball.
Okay, so what does it look like?
It looks like a gun.
And how can it destroy poop?
The gun's bullet is covered with acid.
This invention is quite good, but how do we use it?
You pull the trigger and it automatically detects poop and destroys it.
And who can buy this item?
I designed this invention specially for the government and for families that have babies or pets.
What is the price?
The price is $99, so everyone can help the environment.
Does it come in variety of colors?
No, it comes just in black.
And like, how did you get the idea?
One morning, I was walking and suddenly I stepped on a poop. I was used to it, but after that I wanted to stop it for good and suddenly the idea came.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Today's invention was the poop terminator. Thanks to Mr. Turner, now we'll have cleaner streets.
You're welcome.
Goodbye. Hello, everyone. Today we have an inventor here. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Phineas.
And mine is Ferb. We are from England.
Can you tell us about your invention?
Actually, it's both a time machine and a flying saucer for humans.
Why did you choose to create something about the past?
Because we want to go back to our childhood.
Why?
Because we have a lot of problems and we don't want to live with them anymore.
And we want to meet with Martians.
What color is your time machine?
We decided to put our favorite colors, so blue, red and yellow.
What does it look like?
It looks like a flying saucer.
When are you going to show your invention to the world?
In 3 months.
Wow, so how does it work?
There's a recorder in it, and when you press a button, you say the year that you want to go to, and it leaves you there, and it changes everything.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, mister. Welcome to our radio. Could you present yourself?
My name is Robert, but they usually call me Bobby the hairdresser. And in fact, I've been a hairdresser for many years. I am now very famous in LA. For 3 years, I've been working with an inventor, Johnson P, to create my new invention. It is called the Hair Mat.
Okay, can you tell us more about it?
Well, it looks like a helmet, but it also cuts your hair. It allows you to give a new look to your hair every day in the comfort of your own home.
Wow, I've never heard about something like that before. How does it work?
There are scissors and blades inside it, but don't worry, it won't cut your ear or something because it automatically gets the shape of your head. You can connect it wirelessly to your phone and select the cut you want from the app.
It must be so expensive. How much does it cost?
The basic model starts from $500, but the most fanciest one costs $900.
Now, I really wonder, how did you get the idea?
First, I realized that hairdressers' price had increased so much over the past 10 years and that not everyone could afford it.
But the price of the helmet is still expensive.
Yes, but you can use it for all your family and not only for you because it fits everyone's head. Moreover, it will probably get cheaper by time.
Wow, this is an incredible product. It will revolutionize the haircutting industry.
Welcome to the Reb Radio. Today we are with an inventor.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
What's your name?
My name is Patrick van Straten and I'm from Holland.
What is your invention?
I invented the X-ray glasses with headphones that I like to call the head X-ray glasses phones.
What is it for?
Basically, you can see through walls and listen to other people's conversations.
How did you have the idea?
Well, when I wasn't in the same place as my friend, they used to talk about me every time.
Oh.
What does it look like?
It looks like a normal pair of sunglasses with headphones attached to them.
Does it come in a variety of colors?
Yes, black and yellow.
Who will buy this?
I think you don't need to be a secret agent to buy these glasses. I think many teenagers would find this object useful, fancy, and cool.
How much is it?
It's about $750.
It's not that cheap.
No.
Oh, nice. Well, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
This is Danny Ward on Freedom Radio. Like every Tuesday, I will introduce to you a new invention today. I receive Bobby Strong. Bobby, could you present your invention?
Of course, Danny. This box is a second brain. You are looking for something or thinking about everything. For you, it gives all answer to all questions. There is no problem, only solution.
Oh, that's incredible. It's a miracle. It means that everything is possible. It is magical.
Yes, exactly. The box reacts in real time. If you use the computer, you have to write a word. With my box, it's not necessary. You imagine a word in your mind and the box translates directly.
So I guess that the price is very expensive.
Yes, the price is very high. It's exactly $600 million. The box color is white and blue. The size is like a credit card.
Thank you for all your information. I wish you're gonna have a lot of success.
Hello, welcome to Radio of Pierre Loti. I am with the inventor Johnny Maker.
Hello.
He came because he decided to speak about his new invention. But first, can you tell us a little bit about you?
Okay, no problem. My name is Johnny Maker. I'm 22 years old and I've been an inventor for 4 years. And my new invention is called the invisible potion.
Oh, that will be funny. What is it for?
With it, you can be invisible, but I think about the war and about the soldiers that will use it. And I think at the beginning that it is dangerous. But I made experiments and I noticed that your clothes aren't invisible. So if you use it for war, if you are touched by a bullet, you're dead.
Good. And how do you use it?
It's very simple. Because this is a potion, you just have to drink it to be invisible. But you have to drink 100 milliliters minimum, otherwise this is only one part of you that will be invisible.
What is the price?
No, it costs 100,000 euros.
Wow, it's expensive. And how did you get the idea?
I was a spy and I think that it is less difficult to spy when you're invisible, no?
Yes, it's very interesting. Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome to Priority TV.
Hello.
So today we have a special guest. So tell us about yourself and what's your invention.
My name is Deniz and I come from Turkey. I want to present you my crazy invention. It's a flying carpet.
So tell us about your objects.
So it's a multifunctional carpet. It can both fly and make you feel comfy during your ride. It will be so popular that everyone will ride carpets and it will become weird to drive cars. There will still be cars, but flying carpets will be more popular.
How much are you going to sell them for?
$20,000.
Tell us how it works.
It has a remote control. When you press the green button, the carpet flies. When you press the red one, it starts to warm your house floors.
Really? So we can connect our phone to listen to music?
Yes, it has a Bluetooth connection and also phone calls.
By the way, how did you get this idea?
One day I was watching a film with my daughter and I saw a flying carpet. My daughter, every time she sees the flying carpet, she started laughing. She told me that she wanted one. Now let me ask you a question this time.
Sure.
What's your opinion about my invention?
It's nice. I would like to have it, but it's too expensive for me.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Have a good day. Bye.
Good evening, folks. I'm Antoine Bouvray of BBC News International, and we're here today in central Chicago, Illinois, in presence of Ilkan Baki, owner and founder of Jesus Me and creator of Air Poseidons.
Hello, glad to be here.
Thanks. So could you just do a quick intro about yourself and what you're selling?
Well, I was born back in 84 in LA. Later, I moved to Chicago when I was 17. I dropped out of college and decided to make this project. So I realized how it costed and it would be fine to walk on the water. I created my own company and now I'm here.
Well, what does your Air Poseidons look like?
Just imagine a pair of Jordan 4s that everyone is buying now, with a custom wavy blue colorway on both sides.
Seems nice. How could I get a pair of these?
Well, next week we'll be auctioning 200 of our current stock. Prices will be starting at $120,000 a pair.
Don't you think $120,000 is a bit much for a pair of ordinary Jordan 4s?
Well, if the car make you benefit from the privilege of walking on water, buy them now.
Quite a good deal, actually. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, İlkan Baki. This was BBC News International from Chicago. Have a good day.
Hello, mister. You are here to present a new invention, if I understand well.
Yes.
What is your name?
Okay, so my name is Russ. I made this invention because when I was young, I was a very naughty child and I had a lot of punishment, like 500 lines to write.
Can you talk about your invention, please?
Yes, sure. It's a pen which writes the punishment for you. You write the first sentence just once and you enter the number of lines and the pen writes automatically for you.
How much is it?
It is $50 and the recharge ink is $1.
What does it look like?
There's just two colors, blue and black.
It's a very interesting invention. I think I will take one too.
Hello and welcome to our radio. What's your name?
My name is Pence, and you?
My name is Jeff. What is your invention?
My invention is the pen is writing.
What does it look like?
It looks like a pen-sized pen.
Okay, and how you find the ID?
I had a really long text to write and I didn't want to write it, so I invented this pen.
Okay, and what can we do with the pen is writing?
With the pen is writing, write everything you think.
It's a really good idea, but why would I buy it?
Because you don't want to write.
Oh, yes, it's right. And it's cheap?
Yes, it is. It's only $99.99.
Oh, it's cheap. Do you have multiple colors?
No, only black.
Okay, that's enough. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye.